Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you desire to speak to us through your word and by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. I pray today, Lord, as we study again this book of Galatians, that you will open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to those truths that you want us to know about you, your son Jesus, and your ways in this world. I pray, Lord, that you will also empower us to live according to those ways and truths. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, And Paul Repeats, Let Him Be Accursed. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 9. The Bible is inspired by God and written by men. We read these words written by the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So when the Bible repeats something, we would be wise to pay particular attention to it. Paul the Apostle has just expounded a curse upon any man, angel, or even he and his brethren, should they promote a gospel other than the one he first preached to the churches of Galatia. In chapter 1 and verse 9 of the book of Galatians, Paul repeats this idea by writing, As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Paul begins, As we said before, so say I now again. As though the first time was not sufficient, Paul forewarns his readers that he knows his words have already been written. However, they are important enough to be written again. Like a principled father, Paul informs his children that he knows he has already said what he's about to say. But this should not cause his readers to numb their ears or ignore him in any manner. Rather, these words should be paid particularly close deliberation to. And in fact, since they are repeated, it should cause the churches to know the seriousness of their application. Paul continued, If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Once again, the gospel of Jesus Christ is known to be exclusive, one-minded, and without compromise. Paul said, any other gospel. There is no other gospel, no other way, no other name given among men whereby men and women may be saved. Though people promote their ideas and religions all over the world, Paul says, let them be accursed. The implication by Paul is dramatic and strong because he knows the eternal consequences for believing any other way. The people of Galatia received the gospel that Paul first preached to them. They believed in the all-sufficient grace of Jesus Christ to pay for their sins. However, those who would pervert the gospel came in and persuaded these new believers that there are additional requirements of God which have been added to the grace given by belief in Jesus Christ. Paul strongly, with authority and principle, declares, "Let him be accursed." Which means a thing devoted to God without hope of being redeemed, a person or thing doomed to destruction, a curse, a man accursed, devoted to the direst of woes. Let everyone, everywhere, know that the gospel preached by Paul to the Galatians is still relevant today, and the warnings of Paul continue for anyone who dares to alter the gift of God that lies within it. Next time, we see what Paul says about pleasing men or God. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he be gracious unto you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.